Welcome to Science Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created through the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. I'm your host, Stephanie Chasteen. Each episode, I try to bring you some good ideas to use in your science classroom, like hands-on activities, teaching tips, science stories, and more. This time we've got a teacher who likes to take it outside.
Okay, I'm Kim Marie Hansen.
She teaches at a high school.
And I've been teaching for 25 years, biology and integrated science, basically.
At what level?
At high school.
And she found an activity to get students outdoors and noticing their world.
I work with inner city students, and I found that students were really uncomfortable about going outside and that they didn't have any practice making observations in nature. So they often thought that there was nothing going on outside and that nature didn't exist, especially at school. So I found that having students make a nature journal was really helpful. That was the first thing that we did on the first day of school. Students would make a little journal, and later they would decorate it. The way you make a nature journal is that you get a piece of construction paper, and students were allowed to pick their favorite color, and then they had blank paper, and then they folded that in half, and then they stapled it in the middle at the fold. Once they had their books ready, you know, they would take a writing utensil, and we would walk out to the Cordilleras Creek, which was a creek on site. We'd sort of quiet down for a minute, and we'd just look at the creek bed. And then I would direct them to sketch this turn in the creek. We'd start then by taking data. We would write down the date, the time, the temperature, the percent cloud coverage, the wind direction, any kinds of sounds or evidence of animals. We'd try and name the plants, and we'd have a discussion. Students would then just get key lines, call that gesture sketching. It's just a quick sketch. Maybe we'd take maybe 5-10 minutes to be outside. And as they drew, then they would record their data right around the edge. And we call that framing their picture with their data, with their words. So there are no words on the drawing itself. At the beginning of the year, the creek is dry, and the students see all the rocks. And later in the year, especially during the rainy season, we'll do a whole observation journal. And we see how it changes. They can see it's actually flooded 2 times. So students see, they can't imagine that it fills up with water. And students then, you know, are sketching even more details about water flowing and currents and erosion and just how the creek changes throughout the seasons. So it's a wonderful living laboratory that I was fortunate to be able to use with my students. I used a drawing throughout the year. Students would draw their lab procedures. It's really great for language learners, English language learners, and they would draw their observations from labs that we do. They would draw posters. Some other ways that we used the journal was we made diet diaries where students would record everything they ate for a week, and they could make bring their booklets home and try and gather family recipes, and they could make leaf prints, science poetry, and they found all kinds of ways to use their nature journal or the booklet idea. And students would complain a lot about going outside, and they would say it was too hot, or it was too cold, or it was raining, or there were insects. But I found that when we didn't go out, then they would say, "Come on, let's go." They were unhappy about staying inside. So nature journaling is really a great way to get kids excited about being in nature, and then stimulates their 5 senses, and it helps them slow down so that they can become aware of their environment.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastine. That's me. Music is licensed under the Creative Commons. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired.